Thank you so much, Dr. Dax, for your wonderful presentation. You know, so many lessons to learn from the Caribbean, from you know, what you've pointed out there. But also, most importantly, I would call it the quick win, you know, getting the skills, you know, and capacity developed locally before we think of the infrastructure. Very key to note. I want to open it to the questions, but I personally too have a very burning question, and I want to leave it to the floor. Hearing Mr. Rush speak, he had a few recommendations from what to begin with if we're transitioning into this, especially for commodity-dependent countries or oil and gas-dependent countries. And I have to say, in these countries particularly, I come from Africa, and, you know, of course, part of the Americas. You find that a country like Angola mostly depends on oil. 90% its exports, 43-45% it's, you know, to the GDP. But again, there's also new developments that countries until now are still discovering oil, and this is what they are dependent on. Making this transition means a huge blow to their economies. That's number one, but also seems like far away of a dream to actually achieve, especially if until right now there's still a discovery, you know, of oil in some of these countries. What would be your recommendation, and what would you say, you know, what would you say to them?
Well, the question was to me,